Proverbs 1, verses 20 through 33. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her word, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Wisdom. Oh, how virtuous and true she is. She cries with all her heart to the sons of men. She lifts up her voice in the chief places of the city and calls men to repent. She calls the simple ones to stop loving simplicity. She calls the scorners and mockers to stop loving their scornful ways. She calls to the fools to stop hating knowledge. She cries out for repentance. And she promises to pour out her spirit to those who turn. She promises to unveil her words, the deep counsels of wisdom, to those who repent. Hallelujah. Do you ever read the Bible and barely understand what it is saying? Have you ever read through scriptures to try to understand, but the words seem to elude you, and you are unable to discern the truth hidden within? Well, just repent of wanting to remain simple. Repent of trying to keep everything simple and easy. Repent. Cry out to wisdom. Respond to her call. Reject simplicity, reject foolishness, reject scorning, and receive the spirit of wisdom. She will teach you the things of the Lord. She will unveil the hidden mysteries of God. She will open up the words of life to you. But unfortunately, many will not turn. They think a life of wisdom is boring and no fun. And so they refuse wisdom. They ignore her call to forsake foolishness, and instead they hold on to simplicity, folly, and mocking. They want to have fun, of course. They want to just have good times. And so there is no time for learning. They are too busy playing games and doing what they want than to sit and learn. But unfortunately for them, when the day of evil comes upon them, when sudden fear and destruction grips their soul and falls upon their homes, all of a sudden they seem to want God's wisdom. All of a sudden they seem to desire her sweet counsel and path of peace. But she will not be there in the day of evil. She will not be there to cherish and guide you if you refused her call for instruction. If you mocked at her, she will mock at you when you need her the most. If you refuse her call, she will refuse your call. If you despised her counsel, she will despise you. You may seek her then, but you will not find her. You may long for her, but she will not be found. Why would wisdom do this? Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, because they would not listen to her counsel and despised all her reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. He renders to every man according to his doings. But praise God, if you do turn at the call of wisdom, if you do repent of simplicity, folly, and scorning, if you spend time with her, hearkening to her counsel, and walking in her steps, then when the day of evil comes, you shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets, she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Proverbs 1, verses 20 through 33.